much for joining us once again for another edition of The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. We're always so happy to talk to our many listeners. We've had over about 300,000 downloads of our show here on Progressive Radio Network. And one of the wonderful things about Progressive Radio Network is the fact that all our shows, we are live every Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m. Please join us. We'd love you to listen live. But in case that's not a good time for you, all of our shows are archived, as well as all the other shows that are also archived here. And I'd like you to visit our website, naturalnurse.com. If you go to calendar, you can actually look at many of the events that you can join in with us, either on ground, which means you bring your body over and, you know, be with us, take herb walks and learn about wild, edible, and medicinal plants. We have trips to Chinatown in New York. We have trips to the different areas all over the world. And we also have lots of on-ground as well as online events. For instance, on coming up December 15th, we have Herbs for the Holy Days. And what this talks about is different plants that have been used throughout history and even during prehistoric times, by civilizations all over the world, both as medicinal plants and as ritual plants, specifically during the holiday season. Like, think about the three wise men and the gifts they brought, such as frankincense. Well, what are the medicinal components of frankincense? Why would that be considered a gift that you would give someone who you consider to be a special person, like the Holy Child in that case, in terms of the wise men gifts? What is it about frankincense? What can you do with it at home, using it both as a ritualistic kind of herb, like burning frankincense, or, and that's used, by the way, in the Jewish religion as well as the Christian various religions, like every religion has uses of herbs. Sometimes it's about luck, burning it by your front door to keep evil spirits away. But don't forget, whenever they say that, now that we have modern science, we can look into the antimicrobial effects. And in fact, frankincense is also known as boswellia. And boswellia is amazingly well studied for its anti-inflammatory effects. So those things all fit together. But in addition, our online class, Herbs for the Holy Days, actually grants 3 CEUs for licensed massage therapists, registered dietitians, registered nurses, nurse practitioners, midwives, other kinds of nutritionists and clinicians. So you can get 3 CE credits for taking the class, or if you don't have a license that you need CE credits for, you can just take it for your own knowledge, or perhaps you want to learn how to become a registered herbalist so that you are recognized as an herbal professional, or perhaps you're interested in some other aspect of natural healing for a professional focus in life. If you want to do that, we have a class called Career Paths in Natural Medicine. So all of these things are available. Go to naturalnurse.com and you can see our many, many offerings, both online and on ground. And you can also email us through that website as well. So today we are so happy to bring as our guest, Dr. Stephen Goldstein. We're going to be talking with him about advanced chiropractic interventions such as nutrition response, sacral occipital, and many more topics. Dr. Goldstein has been a chiropractor in Lynbrook, New York for over 35 years. Amazing how fast time flies, because he looks young himself. His practice focuses on treating patients from the womb to the tomb, utilizing chiropractic, advanced allergy therapeutics, and nutrition response testing. He incorporates many other varied techniques, such as applied kinesiology, activator, and directional non-force technique, DNFT, And he recently added cold laser therapy and pulsed magnetic field therapy. He's also a Freemason for over 30 years and has served as Master of the Guiding Light Olympia Lodge in Baldwin several times. And he lectures all over locally and has also taught meditation on the beach in Long Beach and lectured on topics such as being good isn't good enough when you dream of being great, how to raise a healthy, happy child, much ado about the flu. Boy, that's a current topic. Prayer and healing. Is there a connection? Vaccinations, what you don't know, and the art of forgiveness. And pregnancy doesn't have to be a pain, just to name a few. So he's very knowledgeable in many aspects of natural health. You can find him at his website and also call his office at Dr. Stephen Goldstein. That's 516-887-1001. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Goldstein.
Thank you for having me. That's some introduction. Wow.
Well, it is. You've been busy in the last 35 years. Just tell us your website so that people clearly have that available.
It's www.goldspine, not Goldstein, goldspinechiropractic.com.
Okay, good. And we'll be giving it out other times. But let's go back in time, because you've obviously been interested in this a very, very long time in your life. How did you decide to become a chiropractor?
Well, I knew nothing of chiropractic. I came from two generations of pharmacists, my grandfather and my father. So as children, anytime we had any type of symptom, medicine was like candy to us. You know, I have a headache. Back then, we took real aspirin. My stomach hurts. It was Pepto-Bismol. I had allergies. It was clotrimetan and antihistamine or nose drops. I had recurrent ear infections and sore throats. So I was on antibiotics at least 3 or 4 times a year. And after 12 years of all of those drugs, especially the antibiotics, I developed some indigestion problems and stomach problems where I suffered from severe cramping if I ate certain foods. So went to the pediatrician, who diagnosed it as gastritis, sent me to a gastroenterologist who did the whole GI series, prescribed various drugs. The drugs decreased the digestive secretions in my intestines and stomach. So basically, my mouth always felt dry because I had no secretions, no matter how much water I drank. But if I ate the wrong foods, I still had terrible stomach cramps, which would end up in the bathroom for a good number of minutes. Went to another gastroenterologist, more drugs. And then at 14, I sneezed and, for lack of a better word, threw my back out, saw a orthopedic surgeon, and more drugs. So on a good day, I was taking 5 drugs a day, and on a bad day, I could be taking up to 9 drugs a day. Finally, at 18, my back goes out again, severe spasms, and my girlfriend's sister said, "Why don't you go see my chiropractor?" Never heard of a chiropractor. My parents said you had nothing to lose. So he explained the chiropractic theories to me, that the nervous system controls every function of your body, and that bones can go out of alignment, causing what chiropractors term subluxations, putting pressure on nerves and affecting the way the body functions normally and naturally. So he said, I had headaches every day. He said that these subluxations are affecting my headaches, my allergies, my stomach problems, my back. Well, I saw 5 medical doctors. Nobody mentioned subluxations or pinched nerves. And so I really didn't believe him. I figured, I'm here for my back. And he started doing chiropractic adjustments to my spine. And within 3 months, I was off all my medications. I didn't have any stomach problems. My headaches were gone. My allergies were better. My back was better. And I said to my parents, I have to be a chiropractor. And that's how it all started.
So that's a wonderful story because it's a personal story and it led you to, you know, isn't it amazing when we find out something new in the world that we never even knew existed? It's just amazing. And it was like this best kept secret and it helped you with so many illnesses. And I'm impressed that your parents were supportive. I'm surprised almost being, you know, basically pharmacists that they didn't just poo-poo it and not encourage you to try it.
Well, they saw that, you know, I wasn't getting any better. The medications were just treating my symptoms, but the symptoms kept coming back. And so I basically had nothing to lose. My father was very open to it, even when, and we might discuss this later on, even when it came to the vaccine issue of vaccinating my son, he was very open to alternatives, and he saw the difference, and that was the bottom line, is he saw the difference. He saw that I didn't have to take drugs anymore.
Wow, right? And yeah. That you actually felt better. And so your whole life was better, because at that point, how old were you?
At that point, I was 18. And,
right.
You know, 18 to be taking, you know, all of these drugs. God knows where I would have been today if it wasn't for chiropractic, how many drugs I would have been taking, or maybe how many ulcers I would have had.
So that's a great personal story. And very often we find that people who get involved, because I actually teach a class in career paths in natural health, and how many people find their way to what ultimately becomes their career, because it's so much part of their lifestyle, because they themselves have experienced an improvement and they want to share that information. They want to take their time studying it and expanding their knowledge about it, like you have, Dr. Stephen Goldstein. And it's really, you know, very exciting.
It is. I like to use a quote of mine where I tell people, especially at my lectures, God puts you where you need to be, not where you want to be. So I guess I had all of these problems so that I could find chiropractic, or like I like to say, chiropractic actually found me.
Yeah, there's a rock and roll song like that, which goes, you can't always get what you want, you get what you need.
That's right? Absolutely.
And that's a good one that actually reflects what happens very often in people. Stuff is put in front of them. And with you, you took it and made it your professional life. Which chiropractic school did you go to?
I went to New York Chiropractic.
So that was, in that time, I think, very near my house.
Yeah,
Long Island. And then you said DNFT. I know one of the things you studied was DNFT. And the person who started that, I actually took his course at that college because he gave it, you know, it was like I was not a chiropractor, but I was allowed just to come in and audit it. And I audited DNFT, a fantastic technique.
Yes.
that you use even now. I bet you studied with the originator of it at that time.
Yes, yes, I did. And absolutely fantastic. Things that he taught that unfortunately was not taught at the college when I went.
Right. No, this was an adjunctive course.
Yeah.
Right. And I was allowed to come in because some chiropractor friends of mine said, well, you could just come in and audit it. I couldn't get, but it was taught at the school, but they had to take it on their own.
Right.
Directional non-force technique. So that's one of the many things that you have incorporated. So that just shows how long you have been studying. You don't go, okay, now I know it all. You continue to learn something new.
Just when we think we know it all, we find that there's something else to learn.
Right, but you really dive in, and then you do find that sometimes one technique is perfect for one of your patients, and another one is perfect for a different one. So it really expands your ability to help a very wide variety of, like, everyone in the family.
Absolutely. You know, we start with one. We look, if we're not getting the results we want to get, then we look for something else. And eventually we do get the results we want to get, but it's not one size fits all.
Well, I'd like to remind you that you are listening to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. And our guest today is Dr. Stephen Goldstein. He is right in Lynbrook, New York, for those of you in our local area. Of course, we have listeners around the world. But you can find Dr. Goldstein at goldspinechiropractics.com. So thank you for sharing with us how you got to chiropractic. What would you define chiropractic as? Like, what is chiropractic?
As you mentioned in the opening, we treat from the womb to the tomb. And basically, it's, you know, most people think of chiropractic about pain, about neck pain, about back pain, but it's really about overall health. It's really about prevention. So we urge our patients to get their children adjusted before they have any problems. So it's a way of looking at the body naturally and making sure that there's no interference in the nerve system so that the body can function naturally and the body can heal naturally. When there isn't interference in the nerve system, what we call subluxations, that's when you can start having symptoms. And if you go chase symptoms, then that's when you start looking at drugs, which just take care of the symptoms, but don't take care of the cause of the symptoms. Chiropractic looks at the cause of the problem.
That's very different from conventional medicine.
Yes.
For instance, with your allergies, Dr. Stephen, the conventional pharmaceutical approach was just turn off the symptom, not delve into why are you developing the symptom.
Correct.
So chiropractic is a lot different in that you're interested in, you know, the subluxation can be part of it, food sensitivities can be part of it, emotional problems can be part of it, like you're looking at the person rather than just labeling them as a health issue.
That's absolutely true. But what we have found is starting in, I would say, the 90s, we now see people that are a lot sicker than they were back in the 70s or 80s, which is why we had to incorporate nutrition into the office, because we weren't getting the same results as far as systemic issues with patients, meaning that before, when we were able to adjust the patient, their allergies got better or their acid reflux got better. Now we're seeing patients that are more complicated. And so although chiropractic is helping, we now need to add some nutritional into the mix to really get them over the hump.
So you decide what nutrition might be best for each person. How do you do that?
We use a technique called nutrition response testing. The first thing we do with a new patient is we hook them up to a heart rate variability machine or computer, and what that tells us is it looks to see how their nerve system is functioning. Basically, their parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system is functioning. It's painless, bloodless. If there's any type of confusion within the patient's nerve system, then the body can't heal normally or naturally. After we look at that, we then look at various acupressure or acupuncture points on the body to see how their organ systems are functioning, if there's any stress in any of their organ systems. For instance, if their liver or their stomach or their spleen or gallbladder is being stressed, then that could be the cause of their acid reflux. That could be the cause of constipation, diarrhea, and then we use very specific nutritionals to help to heal the body and get those organ systems functioning again. Since we're on the topic of digestion, Thanksgiving is coming up, and I know a lot of people will be dealing with what I call Thanksgiving digestive disorder. We eat too much, and we're going to feel that burning sensation and acid reflux from all the stuff that we're eating. And unfortunately, most people go and look at antacids, Rolaids. Rolaids, by decreasing the stomach acid, actually prevents the body from digesting those proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. So what we have here is we have nutritionals that help the body to be able to digest that overload of food that they're going to be taking over this holiday.
Well, and then different food. Overload is a big word, definitely. And, you know, right. And I have to say, I don't do that. I find it's really uncomfortable to eat to the point of where, like, my stomach feels so full that I can't sleep that night. And I really tend not to do that. What I do, you know, I have various techniques. Like, if I know I'm going to someone's house that has lots of stuff that are all sugary and things like that, I actually eat before I go, so I'm not that hungry when I get there. But if things look good, I eat just a small amount of each thing, more for a taste, not trying to shovel in as much as I possibly can. Because really, don't you find, as a healthcare provider, that your business spikes after the holidays so much because people aren't feeling well, and they're not even relating it to the overeating that they did?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that they emphasize in the nutrition response testing course is cleaning up a patient's diet. So if patients are eating too many carbs or high sugar, it's definitely going to affect them as far as an inflammatory response with their aches and pains. It will affect them with their digestion. So when we look at a patient and put them on some nutritionals, we also look at their diet and try to clean up their diet. And we take it one step at a time. Pardon the pun, we don't tell them to stop anything cold turkey, but cut back a little bit. So if they're eating a bagel every single day of the week, we'll start them, like, at least scoop out the bagel. So little by little, we try to get them onto a healthier road.
And I have to say, sometimes it's challenging not to eat a lot of the food. For instance, I'll share with our listeners that I personally have been to meals you personally have cooked, Dr. Goldstein, and there's nothing better. It's really, really healthy, really, really delicious, and you put the same care into your recipe preparation as you put into your healing modalities. You really look into it, you think about it, and, you know, you make it hard not to have someone overeat at your house, I will say that, which is, you know, interesting. And, of course, in your practice, you must find that when people do come in, do you discuss eating with them? And you wouldn't think so, since we're just doing chiropractic, they may think, which is just spinal adjustments.
Their habits happen to be a big part of how their health is, how their lifestyle is. So we talk about it. We try to get them to change. I always believe in moderation. You know, like I said, Thanksgiving's coming up, so that's great. You're going to have the sweet potatoes, the pumpkin pie, all the stuffing and all the extras, but do it in moderation. Instead of having two pieces of pumpkin pie, have one piece or even a half a piece. Just cut back a little bit. I liked what you said, Dr. Kamai, that you eat before you go to these places, and then you just have to take a taste. Recently, my girlfriend and I, Susan, we went to the Cheesecake Factory, and I look at the salad that I normally get. It's their Southwestern chicken salad, and the calories were over 2,100 calories for a salad. What the heck are they putting in the lettuce? And I made a healthier choice, and I got their skinnier, delicious salad, which actually was delicious. So it's all about just changing, making healthier choices.
Right. First of all, having that in your consciousness in the first place, so that, you know, it's important to you what you're putting in your mouth and in your body, and then you're going to feel better.
Right.
So it's kind of not that difficult, but it is a particular commitment to self. And chiropractors very often are really wonderful at reflecting that and looking at what we'll call a holistic evaluation of the person coming in for help. So we're going to go to a little break here, Dr. Goldstein, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion and go more deeply into some of these really specialized techniques that you offer in your office. And also, I'd like to shout out that Dr. Goldstein has said that anyone who does call his office and come in, that the first visit will be free to come in and have a consult with him if you're in that Lynbrook area. So the phone number there is 516-887-1001. And the website is goldspinechiropractics.com. We're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion. You can always visit us at naturalnurse.com. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss an herb we all know and love, cinnamon.
Ah, the spicy, sweet smell of cinnamon. Everyone recognizes the familiar aroma of this common kitchen spice. But did you know that cinnamon is an exotic plant bark with a long history of medicinal use in many countries throughout the world? Cinnamon was listed as an herb with medicinal properties in Chinese literature as early as 2700 BC. It is described in the Chinese medical text, the Tang Materia Medica, written in 659 AD. Cinnamon also enjoys traditional use in Ayurvedic medicine, the ancient healing art of India. It is mentioned in the Book of Moses and has been cultivated in Ceylon and Sri Lanka since 1200 AD, where much of the world's supply is still grown.
In Europe, cinnamon was regarded as a rare and precious spice. Many pharmaceutical substances, such as cough syrups and digestive tonics, contain cinnamon. It was also used as an incense and in perfumes. According to Chamberlain, writing in France in 1887, cinnamon possesses the greatest antiseptic properties. Cinnamon is gathered from the dried inner bark of the branches of a small tropical evergreen laurel tree. The bark is peeled off, and as the pieces are dried, they curl up into quills. These are the common cinnamon sticks that are used in herb teas and for baking.
In Chinese medicine, cinnamon is one of the most widely used warming herbs to aid in circulation and digestion. It is a common ingredient in small amounts in tea used for nausea during pregnancy. It is also used following delivery to decrease hemorrhage. Cinnamon raises vitality, warms and stimulates all the vital functions of the body, counteracts congestion, improves the digestive system, relieves abdominal spasms, and aids in peripheral circulation. The essential oils contained in cinnamon include eugenol, cinnamic aldehyde, methyl eugenol, tannins, and mannitol, which give cinnamon its sweet flavor. It also contains cinzenolin and cinzenolol, which are both known insecticides.
Try putting some liquid soap and cinnamon in a spray bottle and use on plants as an organic bug repellent. Cinnamon is also included in many medicinal recipes that are used for lice, scabies, and other skin parasites. Cinnamon has antifungal, antiviral, and bactericidal activities. It has been shown to suppress E. coli, Staphylococcus, and Candida albicans.
So, listeners, the next time you inhale that sweet, spicy aroma, remember there's more to cinnamon than meets the nose as you reach into your natural medicine chest.
And thank you again so much for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Please visit our website, naturalnurse.com. Send your comments. Join our classes. Look under naturalnurse.com events to find the classes. And we love to hear from you. Today, we are so happy to have as our guest, Dr. Stephen Goldstein. He's a chiropractor with over 35 years of experience, and his practice focuses on treating patients throughout their life. So those people who are having babies might want to come in, and even when women are pregnant, they may want to come in so that that process goes more smoothly and more likely to have a really, really healthy baby. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Goldstein.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you have so many advanced techniques that you offer that really very unusual to find all of these in the same office. So why don't you choose one and share the details about it?
Well, you know what? You just mentioned about children and pregnant women, so let me just talk about that a little bit. Most people would never even think of bringing in their children or their babies in for chiropractic care. Over the years, we've treated numerous babies suffering with colic. And just like an adult can have these subluxations, this interference in their nerve system, babies can have it as well. There was one case where a mother brought in her daughter suffering with colic for about 3 months. They went the medical route. They tried the medications. Nothing seemed to help. We gave the daughter her first adjustment, which is very gentle. We adjust the child on the mother or father's stomach so they can see and feel how gentle it is. And just after the first adjustment, when the mother brought her daughter in for a second visit, the mother said to me, "I don't know what you did, but I know you switched babies on me because this isn't the same baby." After just one visit, the baby slept 4 hours through the night. And by the end of the third visit, the baby was sleeping 6 hours through the night. So we have a very high success rate on treating colicky babies. There was a study done where they took information from 200 pediatricians and 200 chiropractors to see the difference on how their children were faring as far as health was concerned. The chiropractic children were 69% of the chiropractic children never suffered from an ear infection, compared to 20% of the pediatric children who never suffered from an ear infection. The same thing happened with children who suffered from tonsillitis. 74% of the chiropractic children who, by the way, were getting adjusted by their mothers or fathers who were chiropractors, 74% never suffered from tonsillitis, compared to 57% of the pediatric children that never suffered from tonsillitis. So getting the children adjusted increases and improves their immune function where they can fight off these infections.
That is so fantastic, and this is all very well documented. I know you keep up with the studies, Dr. Stephen, and it seems that even according to just per viewing those kinds of statistics, I really am working very hard to make natural interventions part of standard of practice. Like, what reason should there be for not having all of these life-enhancing therapeutics available to each patient? I really think there should be, let's say, a pediatrician and a chiropractor and a nutritionist on board for each child as they come in, so that a lot of these, and we know so well, it's so well documented, how we could avoid a lot of these childhood ear infections, for instance, and colic and digestive difficulties. It's so much better to deal with them naturally than going on antibiotics. And it even says that in the medical pediatric journals.
Yeah, surprisingly, they no longer recommend antibiotics for ear infections right off the bat. When I was a child, I'm sure when you were a child, you had an ear infection and boom, right off the bat, you were put on an antibiotic.
I remember living on this like kind of pink, almost looks like Pepto-Bismol, but it was an antibiotic. I mean, like every day, I don't know what I was taking, you know, because every day, every time you had a sniffle or a stomach ache, they gave us so much of that.
Yeah, it's, you know, also I find that patients or parents have lost their ability to look at their child and decide when they do need medical intervention. I know growing up, my mother didn't call the pediatrician until we were running a fever for about 3 days. Today, I see parents, their child has a little bit of a sniffle, and they're running right to the pediatrician's office rather than saying, let's sit, let's wait, let's see what's going on here, let's give them some holistic intervention, instead of just going right to the pediatrician and then loading the children up with antibiotics or some other type of drug to suppress their symptoms, which also suppresses their immunity.
So true. But this is now well documented. This is not a theory. So Mom's saying, I think we need to all push as everyone in the country rather than limiting the health care that children get and elder people get and everyone else in between get to just basically pharmaceutical therapy, which it seems to be all a conventional physician is able to offer, unfortunately, that with the documented knowledge of how well these natural therapeutics help, it should be incorporated as standard of practice.
Absolutely. You know, I always tell my patients, if we want to fix our healthcare system, then put a chiropractor in the White House or someone with your knowledge, put them in the White House.
No, don't put me there. No, thanks. But certainly, you know, on review boards, let's say, and more hospitals are saying that they're bringing in integrative therapies and complementary therapies. And the reason they're saying that is people are actually voting with their dollars. That's why the sale of organic foods has skyrocketed.
Yes.
So that is how we can create change, and we are actually creating change. So thank you for sharing that about, you know, starting out with chiropractics and very gentle adjustments. I really love how you described that you would put the infant on their parent's chest, and the parent could feel, you know, when you're doing that, you can also feel that little change in the child, and like this, in that couple, it was a big change that it really made them able to relax and sleep because probably your intervention helped their digestive system as well. So they didn't have as much gas, so they weren't as colicky.
Yeah. Usually when we're adjusting them, they start passing gas right on the table just to relieve their system. So it's pretty amazing to see how powerful the chiropractic adjustments are. One of the things I hear from mothers with when they bring their older children in, you know, 5 years old, 8 years old, is they say, you know, since they've been getting adjusted, they're a lot calmer. They don't get into that hissy fit so easily. They're just a calmer, different child, and it's because we're taking irritation off their nerve system. You don't have to have pain to have your nerve system in a state of irritation where you just feel very tense. And when we get rid of that irritation, you just are a lot calmer. Many patients, after they get adjusted, will just take a deep breath and just let it out like their whole body just relaxed.
Yeah, and I'll say that's true for me as, you know, when I have had chiropractic adjustments, which I do regularly, because I think chiropractic is great as a preventative.
Yeah, there was, you know, I just want to share a study done by a Ronald Pirro. He's chief of cancer prevention and research at New York's Preventative Medicine Institute and professor of medicine at New York University. He followed a number of patients for 5 years who were under chiropractic care, and he found that there was a 200% greater immune competence in those people who received chiropractic care. He then looked to see how chiropractic care affected people who had cancer or other serious diseases and found that their immune system increased by 400%. There's plenty of documentation out there on how chiropractic gets the body to function better. And now that we're coming into cold and flu season, you know, I tell my patients, you know, they'll call up sometimes and say, you know, I have to cancel because I have a flu or I have a cold or whatever. I said, no, that's when you need to come in. So it's not just come in before the cold or the flu, but come in when you have the cold or flu because it will get you, it will heal your body a lot faster. And we see that all the time.
Now, why do you think that this that colds or flus increase so much during the winter months?
You know, there was a theory about that that I read a long time ago. And one of the things they talked about was it's usually around the holiday season, and it was related to sugar. And during the holiday season, we tend to eat more sugar, more carbs, and that suppresses our immune system. So we tend to see a spike of these quote-unquote winter illnesses around the holiday season. You know, first there's Thanksgiving, and then there's Christmas, and then there's New Year's. And then we tend to see a spike in those things. What's interesting as far as, since we're on this topic, is as far as the flu is concerned, back in 2003 and 2004, the Center for Disease Control identified 863 different flu viruses. The shots that people get for the flu only have three strains in there, so the chances of them getting the strain right as far as what's going on in the flu is very, very slim. Another study that was done found that only 21%, they actually took mucus samples from over 100,000 people, and they found only 21% of those patients actually had the flu virus. 79% of those patients had a flu-like virus, and if the vaccine were to work, which it's questionable if it works, but if it was to work, 79% of those people that get the flu, the vaccine would do nothing for anyway.
Yeah, so it doesn't really stand up. I'm a little surprised and shocked and not happy about the fact that they seem to be promoting stronger flu vaccines for elder people.
Yeah. I'm also shocked that years ago they would never recommend a flu vaccine to a woman who is pregnant, and now it's like, yeah, you're pregnant, you could still get the flu vaccine, which is very shocking to me.
Because there's really so many unknowns with it as well.
Yes. And like I said, the it's questionable on if it even works, not to mention the severe side effects from the vaccine itself. So you can get the vaccine and then still come down with the flu. And then there are a lot of neurological disorders that you can suffer from the flu vaccine as well that has nothing to do with the flu.
Yeah, and it is a problem in the healthcare professions because I don't think chiropractors, unless you work in a hospital, are forced to get it to keep your job, but nurses are if they
yeah.
work in a hospital, as well as all, the rest of the whole personnel there.
Yes.
So that's another questionable thing.
Yeah, it's sad that people are being forced to put something into their bloodstream that they're not comfortable with. I did not vaccinate my son. And so, you know, people questioned about it. Well, you know, if he's not vaccinated, if he gets sick, he's going to affect the other children. And I said, well, if vaccines work and those children are vaccinated, what are you worried about? Only my son's the one that's going to get sick. But he's been getting adjusted since the day he was born. And although he's had various illnesses, he gets adjusted, and his body heals without having to have any type of medical intervention.
Right. It's a wonderful example, as we see with so many thousands of others. Well, we're going to take another break right here, and we are speaking today with Dr. Stephen Goldstein, and he is with GoldSpineChiropractics.com. So we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Hi, everybody. I am Karen Hartglass, the host of It's All About Food. Join me every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, or catch all of my shows in the archives. You can find my archive programs at the Progressive Radio Network website, or you can call my personal archive phone number to hear the most recent 5 episodes of It's All About Food. Here's the number, 1-701-719-0885. Here it is again, 1-701-719-0885. Learn about how we can solve many of the world's problems today and do it deliciously here on It's All About Food.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, the founder of the Progressive Radio Network. Today we have more than 80 producers bringing forth the most progressive and most liberating information, the kind of information you do not regularly hear on any of the mainstream or alternative media. You can help us now. Up to this point, I have virtually supported the Progressive Radio Network, all of its expenses and payroll, myself. But we would like to expand our reach. We'd like to do far more. We'd like to be able to advertise on Facebook and let others know we exist. We are the number one progressive radio network in the world. In fact, we have programs that are most listened to in all of progressive radio. But we could go a lot further. Our message could reach a lot more people, especially at a time when people are desperate for honest, objective insights on the important topical issues of our day. How can you help? It's simple. Go to prn.fm, go to our main page. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little button, Support Now. And then whatever you can contribute on a monthly basis will make a big difference. It will help get the message out. It will help inform more people, will give them more choices. This is where you'll hear in the independent candidates and the people looking to challenge the corruption in government and industries. But we need to get our reach out further. So please, whatever you can afford on a monthly basis, and there's some suggestions there, and it'll be automatic. All right? Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for joining us once again right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we are here on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And our guest today is Dr. Stephen Goldstein, chiropractor. And we're talking about a lot of different advanced topics in chiropractics. So why don't we choose another one of your techniques that is very unique? For instance, what is NRT?
NRT is nutrition response testing, and we test to see what's going on with the body as far as what's causing stress in their organ systems, in their joints. One of the things that we suffer with today is what I call toxic stress. There are toxins that we get into our bodies, whether it's through the food, through the environment, through cleaning products. And all these toxins can cause inflammation within our joints. It could affect our organ systems. So one of the things we check with NRT, nutrition response testing, is there are five different types of toxins that we want to see what's affecting the body. Is the body being affected by any chemical stress, any immune challenges, heavy metals, food sensitivities? Even scar tissue can cause a disruption in our nerve system and cause symptoms. So this is one of the things that we check to see, along with doing the heart rate variability test, to see what's going on with the nervous system. So it's very comprehensive, and after we check to see what's going on, what might be need improvement and strengthening in the body, we then sit the patient down, go through a report of findings, and give them our suggestions on how their body can heal and improve. As I said before, God puts us where we need to be, maybe not where we want to be. And one of the treatments that we do in the office is an allergy treatment program. And we've had tremendous success with treating all types of allergies, from food sensitivities to airborne allergies. But I've had a few patients where the allergy kept reactivating. And even though we had some success, within about 6 months or so, the allergy came back again. When we added in the nutritionals from nutrition response testing, the allergy stopped reactivating. So we had to give the body a little bit more help. So sometimes we use one technique as far as getting a patient healthy. Sometimes we have to incorporate various techniques to get a patient healthy. It all depends on what's going on with the patient and looking at the patient individually.
So are those specific supplements that someone might use? I mean, how does that help? How do you identify the allergy, and how do you desensitize the body about the allergy?
Well, again, we hook a patient up to a computer. We put a cuff on their body. So again, it's painless and bloodless. And then we use a technique which is called applied kinesiology. Applied kinesiology is a muscle testing technique where we test to see what is actually affecting the body. So if you put something on the body that is negatively affecting them, and we test them with the applied kinesiology, their muscle goes weak, indicating that there is a problem. When we find out what the problems are, as far as our allergy treatment program, which is called Advanced Allergy Therapeutics, we then use a machine that just gently taps down their spine, stimulating acupuncture meridians, nerve bundles, to tell the body to shut off that reaction. What causes these reactions is usually some type of stress. It could be an emotional stress, a chemical stress, a physical stress, where the body gets an error message and starts producing an allergic reaction to things that normally should not be affecting them, such as dust, pollen, even some food sensitivities. And so when we identify those problems and then turn them off using this technique, they no longer have those sensitivities any longer. I was highly allergic to dogs and cats. We did a treatment for dogs and cats, and I no longer am allergic to dogs and cats. So, again, I'm one of those doctors, you know, show me. Before I can bring it to my patients, I need to see that it works for me. And I've seen tremendous improvements as far as my allergy to dogs and cats.
And also, you even talked about in the beginning that allergy is a kind of what led you somehow towards chiropractics, because it helped you with your own allergies. And it's not something you would think about because it's not back pain.
Right. Growing up, I was on an antihistamine every day, nose drops every day. You know, this was typical. When I was in my teens, I worked in my father's drugstore. And we would see patients who would take an antihistamine and nose drops, and they were good to go as far as their symptoms were concerned. Today, however, we see patients that are on multiple antihistamines, nose drops, inhalers, and they're not good to go. And that's what I was talking about, that since the 90s, we see patients that have more problems in how their body is functioning because they tend to be even more toxic. And it's not their fault, it's just what we're exposed to in our environment these days.
Well, you know, what we're exposed to in the environment and also through our food, you know, air pollution, there's so many factors. But it's amazing, I imagine, now when you're doing the nutritional response testing and you find that someone has a sensitivity to something, should they, like, stop ingesting that thing? Like, for instance, if it's wheat or dairy or a common food allergen?
We'll instruct the patient to stay away from it from anywhere from 1 to 3 months so that their body can heal. And then after that time frame, they could start reintroducing it. But hopefully they're introducing better foods, you know, not Dunkin' Donut foods, back into their body. And usually their body can handle that better. One of the things we did with the allergy treatments, the advanced allergy therapeutics, I love telling this story. I had a patient who was in her 30s. She was Italian. I say that for a reason, because she was allergic to wheat. She was allergic to dairy. She was allergic to tomatoes. So, you know, no pizza, no lasagna. I know me, you know, don't take away my lasagna and pizza. So it was very difficult for her. After we treated her for the allergies and the food sensitivities, she called me up one day and said she had her first slice of pizza in 22 years, and she was fine. So, you know, we see tremendous improvements without having to do the injections or the drugs. With our allergy treatment, we have over 90% success rate. When you go these shots, you're only going to, the protocol is once a week for 5 years, and they only have about a 40% success rate.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today, Dr. Stephen. Any parting words, and also you can shout out about the fact that, you know, people might want to visit you right in your office, and that if they listen to today's show, they do get a, you know, one-time free visit.
Well, we welcome any. We offer a free consultation. I'd be happy to introduce people to what we do in the office and show them how we can help their body to heal and function better.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. And thank you, listeners, for once again joining us right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We love to hear from you. Get in touch. Come through Facebook.com. Well, you can go to Facebook.com/naturalnurse or naturalnurse.com. Or for those of you who just like an old-fashioned call, you can call us at 800-829-0918. And until next time, this is Ellen Kamine, the Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.